Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Good afternoon, everybody. Chuck Bonnerill, Julie Hayden. This is the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, True Straight Up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. A couple things. I want to give everybody sort of a caution. The great folks at BBS Radio are having some connectivity issues, so things may go in and out a little bit.
They see Julie's face explode. Who knows what's going to happen?
And if it does, if that happens, we'll continue taping the show and we'll post it up later. And also, we're going to have Mark Hampton on, the grassroots hero.
Warrior
running for vice chair of the Colorado Republican Party. All kinds of wacky things going on again. But also then wanted to, at the last show, and if Jacob comes on, we'll do that. We had to cut Barney off, and Jacob had his hand raised, and we didn't get the chance to get to him. So, Barney, if you want to continue.
Come on back.
Come on back. I know you were kind of ranting about Richard Holtorf, I think. And if you want to comment, go ahead. If you don't, that's okay too. But just, I felt bad because we had to cut you off. So just, you know, speak now or forever hold your peace. No, you can come on at any time. In the meantime, though, too, while they're deciding, we're waiting to see if Jacob comes on. Interesting things are. Oh, there you are. Although, hey, you're kind of cutting in and out yourself. Are you there? Barney? What? We can see you're lagging, Barney. You're lagging. Maybe try again, or maybe call in and we'll get you on. Because like I said, I felt bad. And anyone who wants to rant about Richard Holtorf is always welcome. In the meantime, though, I wanted to talk about... this was fun. I woke up this morning. It was the first thing I saw that Trump. Nope.
Not working, Barney.
Yep, it's not working. That's funny. When you called in at the end of the last show and we had no time.
You're perfect.
Fine. Now we're trying to give you time and it's not working. But anyway, so
the hang up and call back and we'll get you on just the phone.
Yeah, yes. The number, if anybody wants to call in, I could say that. So 330 is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. So Trump and CBS have settled the lawsuit. CBS has agreed to give Trump right up front, apparently, $16 million for legal fees and go to his a museum or library, whatever. But it's apparently another $30 million they're going to pay out. Also, all of this over the fake news editing they did of the Kamala Harris interview. You remember that where they... Leo says it sounds like Leo Barney is motorboarding with some chick or motorboarding some chick. Mm-hmm. but anyway, it's when they edited the interview where they asked her.
I just don't see what the cause of action is. I mean, it's just amazing.
Well, there was no cause of action. What happened is the media got stuck in its own nonsense. They thought they were arrogant and immune from everything. The cause of action was that Paramount, which owns CBS, is trying to sell it to Skydance, which is another giant corporation. Well, that's my joke. I'm joking. Being sarcastic there. And the FCC rather, has to rule on that. And they were concerned, the board of directors of both companies were concerned that if they had this lawsuit hanging them over it, that it, you know, the multi-billion dollar merger was going to go away. So they're like slapping CBS executives and news directors in the face and saying, shut up, you know,
and
they all quit too. Anyway, not all the bad people, but the head of 60 Minutes, the CBS news person quit saying they were not going in the same direction. But that's what I think is so interesting about this. So they're going to pay $30 million. That was on top of the 20 million.
That's chump change.
Yeah, that ABC News had to pay.
I give us some of the chump change.
Yeah, but I think it's interesting. So here they thought that they could, and part of the agreement, apparently, while CBS isn't going to apologize, they did enact Corporate-wide, what they're going to call apparently the Trump rule, and that is anytime they air an interview with a presidential candidate, they're going to immediately release the full unedited transcripts. So that's kind of fun if they want to do that. But I think that's good because there are a few things going on there. The again, it's they just thought that they could edit stuff
Well, they have been
and
for
yes, and the.
60 years or something.
And no one was going to care. And with the internet this day, and with Twitter and Elon Musk, whatever we think about him and the budget bill, allowing people to post stuff like this, you could clearly see that they edited Kamala Harris's answer to make her sound coherent, to give a completely different answer. It wasn't just that they cut out the ums and the ahs; they completely changed what she was saying and
I
how she
answered a
was saying.
Google
Yeah,
question.
and an answer to another question.
I still don't see why that gives you a cause of action.
Well, it doesn't. I would assume probably it doesn't because there was no defamation. But well, he said they violated campaign finance laws. But the main thing is here's the thing, is that Trump's a businessman and he understands that when you've got these two giant corporations that are ready to merge, they don't actually even care at all about what Kamala Harris did or didn't say. They don't care at all about the stupid Bill Whitaker CBS. I mean, he's like one minion in their whole, he's a widget in this giant,
Complex.
multi-billion dollar merger that's going on. And if they're like, if they got to, sort of eat it,
Slap them down.
yeah, and get rid of these people in order to make their merger go through, they're quite happy to do that. So, and Trump knows this, right? So good for Trump for doing that. And I think, again, the media has, they've lied about, Iran, they lied about Russia, they lied about, I mean, they lied about so many things.
What haven't they lied about?
Yeah, exactly. And they're getting caught over and over and over again, and they keep trying, but it's not working anymore. And now, I mean, people really start paying attention when you hit them in the pocketbook, which is what Trump is doing. Because he, I think there again, he understands public opinion is on his side. No one's watching these people anymore. No one cares if CBS is having to pay this giant fine, and no one believes CBS when they go, "Oh, freedom of speech," right? So I just think that's just kind of fun, and we'll see. Maybe there'll be more. Who knows? In the meantime, though, the ratings for MSNBC down yet again.
How
The
can I do
ratings for,
anything?
well, I know now they have like three people watching them. The ratings for CNN down again. Meanwhile, Fox was up year to year, 25%, which is interesting. So, they can't say, oh, people are tired. I think Trump is doing so much. I think that if you're the left, I don't know if they're just dejected and they don't know what to do. But yeah, exactly. So the ratings are down. On the budget bill, this is all, I mean, the Democrats are delaying, the Republicans are whipping. Do you know what I mean? What's your take on the latest there?
I can't tell because, they're always saying, oh, these Republicans don't want it and they're holding out. And if they are, it won't go through. Whether that's just wishful thinking and part of the media, you can believe nothing the media
Yeah,
tells you.
right.
So I have no idea. I mean, I don't
Good
know why
point.
Republicans on the verge of the greatest victory in 50 years are sitting there going, nah, not that, nah.
Because it's a uniparty swamp rhinos, right? It's as far
Well,
as they're
hell,
concerned, it's not
actually,
the.
no, it's a lot of the Freedom Caucus too.
Well,
But
but I mean, it's still Washington, D.C. Yes, it's some. These are all people who are in it. I mean, I'm sorry to
in it to
say,
win it.
in it for themselves, right? I mean, even Marjorie Taylor Greene, is it principle? Like you said, you'd think that they would want the victory, but she wants something. You know what I mean? And so these are still politicians.
Hey
We'll
guys.
see what happens. Oh, is that you, Barney?
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Now
I
we can hear
can.
you. Okay.
Perfect. Okay. So go on, let me I'll talk about the ass clown in a minute, but Trump, he needs to say that, you know what? The Senate destroyed my big beautiful bill. Nancy Mace was another one too. There it's just a total bunch of just a pile of crap. That's all it is. Too much spending, but I didn't obviously I wanted to talk about the ass clown that's running for vice chair.
Okay.
He was on KNUS. So Chuck, you can disagree with me if you want. And I do
Okay.
respect Chuck. Jilly, with all due respect, Chuck Bonnywell is probably one of the smartest people on the air. Chuck, don't
I'm
let
not
that,
going to
let your
disagree
head.
about that.
Yeah, of
I
course you're not.
could, but
Yeah.
I'll refrain from disagreeing
No,
with
I give you that. I give you that.
Is that it? Is that it? All right.
Yeah,
Thanks,
you
Barney.
saved me that
Appreciate
time.
your
Okay, so
thoughts.
I pretty much abandoned. You're welcome. Okay, you can pay me later. So the reason I went unaffiliated, because I got fed up with the rhinos. And I'm pretty sure Cory Gardner and Romney were the last vote that I threw for a rhino. Stapleton, I can't remember. It doesn't matter. But we got to this point because the Republicans were spineless. Who was the guy that ran for governor that was a banker? Nice guy, but liberal rhino. It doesn't matter. They've been shoving rhinos down our throat forever. Nonstop. And we're supposed to get along. We woke up as Republicans and said, no, you guys can go suck on it. We're done with you guys. What good does it do to elect one of you guys? Because you're going to go in there and kiss ass with the liberals anyway. They don't even kiss ass. I mean, they kiss that. Never mind.
Yeah.
So this guy gets on
Stapleton
there.
He says, the guy.
What's that?
Walker Stapleton.
Walker Stapleton.
Walker Stapleton. But there was a guy before him.
Oh, okay.
Got the old man with glasses, banker guy, rich guy.
Bob O'Pray,
yeah. So anyway, we got here because we listened to the Dick Wadhams. You guys need to get along. We need to all coalesce. You never hear Democrats saying that to us. We're supposed to do exactly what they want to do. So I could, okay. So this guy gets on there and he uses a football analogy and a rowing your boat analogy. Tampon Tim used the analogy that when these politicians use analogies, they drive me nuts. We don't need Ross Perot. You know, it was fine for Ross Perot, and it even works for Senator Kennedy. But all these other ass clowns, you guys just sound stupid. He says he's a maverick. Well, what you are, buddy, you tell me to kiss ass. You tell me that you want Colorado's never going to go back to what it was. Okay. So we have Colorado where you get an abortion at 9 flipping months. 100 years from now, they're going to look at us and they're going to say, these effing people were barbaric. We really are. We're just barbaric. And then what about that gun bill? We're supposed to go and act like that didn't happen. You banned every single firearm that known to mankind, and we're supposed to go back to that? Or the tranny bill? I can't call you a dude when you have a prostate and a penis, but you're dressed like a woman? No, we're not going to go back to that. So my advice to Mark, you guys lost the base. You don't have the base. And guess what? Yeah, the wackos like me, we're the base. But so's Chuck Barneywell. So you figure that out. You figure out how you got Joe Blow, truck driver, not even a high school education. And then you've got Einstein there that's Chuck Barneywell. And we both agree on what we want. So you guys figure that out and you will be just fine. But don't tell us to kiss any more ass. We don't kiss ass. If this guy wants to go kiss ass with Democrats, he can go right ahead. It still pisses me off what they did to Darcy, even Lori, for God's sakes. But we get Britta. That's awesome. So in the back of my mind, I'd really love for the Republicans to figure it out. I know they're never going to. And if you look at my donation record, I donated to more Democrats. My commie daughter comes up to me and says, Dad, this guy's a really good guy. Donate. Okay, Talent, I'll donate. And I've done that nonstop for her. But because my daughter asked me, none of these SOBs do I have any reason to donate to. That woman that's going to run, she's on your show all the time. What is she, CD5 or something? I'm going to definitely donate to her. What's her name, Rebecca? She's on, her and Darcy did you guys a show.
Oh,
what's
okay.
Her name?
Okay. You know, I'm not sure.
She's a good gal. She's nice gal. But no, you just tell Mark.
Oh, yeah, but Hope Chapelman. You're talking about Hope Chapelman. Right?
Hope, is she? Yes.
Yes,
dark
she's
hair
great.
Girl, kind of pretty.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I told you said that.
Yeah.
We donated to her, too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, she's awesome. So bottom line is that, you know what? We have no problems on the right dumping people. We don't like Mitch McConnell. We can't stand him. You guys can have him. We don't like any of these ass clowns. We don't like Lindsey Graham. Take him. You can have him. But for these guys, I don't know. You guys, you don't have the base, and we are the base. So you can forget it. And when you don't ever hear, all we ever hear is coalesce, get along. Well, and then the guy says he's a maverick. You know what? We know who the last jackass was. They called himself a maverick. And he was about as dumb and mean and rotten. And, oh, yeah, what a rhino, the king of rhinos, John McCain. I swear to God, in the Naval Academy, there must be something in the water. Jimmy Carter went there. John McCain went there. And my nephew went there. And he's a flaming liberal. It's got to be the water. It's got to be the water. Anyway, your Republican Party sucks. You guys get us conservatives back, and maybe you have a chance. And if you don't want us, that's okay. Because we love babies, we love guns, Yeah, and I don't carry a Bible. God doesn't want anything to do with me, but you guys can just suck it till you figure it out. No more of this kissing ass to the liberals. Chuck, love you. And if you disagree, it's okay. You can say, Barney, shut up.
No, and Barney, we're going to let you go so you can hang up.
Okay.
Because you manifested Mark Hampton. He was going to come on.
Okay, see you, bye.
He was going to come on the show early, but I think he heard his name and the Richard Holdorf name. So yeah, so let's go ahead and bring you on now, Mark. That's a pretty good intro there, Barney's takedown of Richard Holdorf. Mark Hampton, the grassroots candidate for the vice chair for the Colorado Republican Party. Hey, thank you for joining us again. And yeah, I guess we know what some people think of Holdorf, huh?
Yeah, just a few. Yeah, you know, Richard, yeah, love the guy, you know.
But yeah, how can you not? How can you not?
Oh, yeah. You know, so I didn't listen to his thing on KNUS, but Jeff did call me. He wanted to know if I wanted to come on. And I was like, no, you know, how many SEC members are going to be listening to your show when I'm on? I mean, what, one, two?
What,
two?
Two.
I says, I got other things to spend my time on. And I'm a kid, and I've known Jeff for a while ago. Well, you know, Jeff, you're only going to be able to ask him one question because it's going to take him 20 minutes to answer it.
I'd go on if I was you. I think Richard to be such a huge contrast that it'd be great. So I think you should go on.
Well, I got some people have set up a debate, which should be just pretty hilarious.
Yeah,
I think that's on the tenth.
And where's that going to be? Do you know?
Sharona Bishop's actually helping set that up.
So America's Mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah. We're going to get some information out on it. I don't think it's all quite set yet.
Okay.
I guess Richard's agreed to it, and I begrudgingly agreed to it. We're going to have some fun there, but if you want to call it a campaign, the campaign's going well. I've spoken to 40 or so, maybe a little more, grassroots people that had questions. I've been, emailing the SEC some information about me. Last night I sent a message out. I talked to Peg Cage up in Boulder,
right,
and resent her information out, you know.
I have to tell
with,
you
with,
the story
with
there.
Britta's quote on it, you know, the
right.
vice chair is not important.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I have to tell you a funny story. So Peg Cage was great, had said to me, well, Julie, I don't know about Mark. She said, I think he's a rhino. I'm like, what, are you kidding me? He's absolutely not a rhino. And then later on she went, oh my God, I was talking about Mark Hillman, not Mark Hampton.
Well, I was talking to her last night while she was weeding in her yard.
Peg is right. No, well, yeah. That's
I mean, I'm everywhere.
Well, and here's the thing. I want to get your take on this. For a vice chair election that's not important, all of a sudden you've got every congressional member from Colorado weighing in on it. Lauren Boebert backed you. But I was stunned to see, and want to get your take on, so you've got Gabe Evans, Jeff Crank, and Jeff Hurd come out and back Holdorf, which is the whole thing. When does congressional people, usually they try to kind of get along with everybody, right, and don't want to weigh in.
Right.
What do you make of, I'm calling them the Americans for Prosperity puppet boys, but what do you make of their endorsement of Holdorf?
Well, I think, you know, what we're hearing, you know, and everything is rumor and conjecture, right, is there's a couple different paths. One is are they really going to try to run Richard again on CD4 against Lauren? Because she did win in certain areas pretty slimly. I mean, Douglas County, Highlands Ranch specifically. But, you know, she didn't carry the Eastern Plains as well as Richard did. Are they trying to mount, you know, an assault there? I think it would be ill-advised to do that, but they could be. The other one is they're saying that Richard wants his old house seat back, and they're getting into it because he wants to get back and get his old house seat back. And that's part of it. I have no idea what he's planning to do or where it's going to go. I find it a little interesting too. I was very happy that Lauren came out and backed me. It's really kind of messed with a lot of people's heads, and I'm all about that. But seeing the other ones, you know, I got Herd the Turd out there. You know, Gabe's got the lowest turning point action score out of our freshman senators or freshman House of Representative people.
Wow.
So it, You would think that, to your point, they would want to sit back and just, let's play nice, because I'm
We'll
sure
work with
they've,
whoever,
yeah,
right?
because they've seen, how I go after people
Well,
if
and I
they it,
think,
when they get off, and I'm pretty unrelenting, right?
right.
And if they want, they haven't come after me. I haven't seen anything that they've said about me.
No.
So,
But I think it underscores, though, people may say when Britta says, oh, it's just a vice chair race, it's not important. I think it underscores how important it is when you have a congressional delegation weighing in on this, and it is very clearly the Uniparty establishment rhinos and the grassroots. I mean, that's the clear thing there. And I think that this is grassroots, I think, and I hope the SEC members, we need to step up here and we need to put you in because, as you said, who knows what Britta will or won't let you do, but you are relentless. You know how to dig, you get information, and I think, and you're going to be like our spotlight in there, right? Shining a light on what it is they're trying to do.
I think these committees need balanced out with both sides of the aisle. This is really kind of the way it is. And I do want to help, and I do want to try to push the party forward. But if she just freezes me out, then she'll have to deal with the aftermath of that, because I will be relentless in regards to it. I will drive on her till I drive her out.
And for
Do you have a campaign manager for your effort?
Yeah, me.
Yeah. Okay. So as your erstwhile now substitute campaign manager, if you've called 40 people, you've got 380 more phone calls to make. You need to call each one of the SEC members, even if it's just that they're not going to call you back. Most of them won't do anything, but they really appreciate getting the phone call. I can tell you that from other people who have run for these offices. Two, you need to accept friendly media, not just for now, but after you win. When you have something to say, you want to be able to call them up, say, hey, why don't you have me on? I'd love to talk to you about A or B. And if you come on their show while you were running, then they know you and are more likely to do it. So you have to assume you're going to win, and you want to make friends to the people out there in the media.
Well, not all of them. I
Well,
mean,
no,
you know,
I
I
wouldn't
like
go to Kyle Clarke or somebody who's going to be actively hostile. You don't have to go on.
a Kim Munson.
Well, there are tons of them. Jeff and Bill are fine. They're going to be, they're not going to go off the rail. I mean, my favorite part of that interview was
With
when
Holtorf.
with Holtorf, after Holtorf was off, and they had an ad. Billy said, "I forgot to ask him, can unaffiliates vote in the election?" And you kind of go, whoa, you did your homework on this one.
No.
You really dug in deep on this baby to get
Yeah.
the searing question. So make 380 more calls and start accepting those friendly, needy ones, because you're going to need them once you get elected.
Well, Chuck, you're an attorney. Isn't that going to violate my agreement with you guys as far as being o only on the Chuck and Julie show?
That's true.
I thought I
That's
was an
true.
exclusive.
Well, we'll sue you, of course. But
Yeah, that's why he's giving me advice so we can then sue you. Hey, speaking of suing, well, actually, this is, that's not a lawsuit, but we are hearing, and I want to know if you have heard any of this, and I don't want to get into a lot of specifics because we're hearing from somewhat decent sources that Britta, our unity chairperson, is now pushing to, on her own, not because some member filed a controversy, but to get rid of certain county elected
well,
Republican
Mineral County,
Mineral
Eric
County.
Grossman,
Right,
Pinesky.
to get rid of them because she doesn't like them, and just to declare that their elections were null and
Void
void.
and
Have you
therefore.
heard anything on that? And would you think that's a good thing a unity chair should do?
No, yeah. We're just speaking unity all over the place here. I have not heard that. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, nothing that that's coming out of this administration right now is floored me. When I look at it, I go, yeah, I can understand that.
The rebranding of the logo for folks who don't know.
Yeah, which
Oh,
did
I
you
haven't
love?
voted yet. Did you guys vote? I haven't voted
I
yet.
didn't like either one at this.
I've seen some other
What's the
people.
old logo? I didn't know what the old logo was.
Well, it's a call CO kind of red with an elephant in it.
Oh,
Well,
that's good.
here's the thing. I would just say, so this is a party. I granted Britta, or she didn't put this in her $2.4 million budget that she proposed. So this just must be an amendment or something like that. But they have no money, from what we can, from what anyone can tell. I guess we'll see when they do the filings. But I mean, I'm pretty sure, unless Chat GPT did it,
Of all
Like
the things
a
she's got going on, and anytime somebody tries to get hold of her, she's too busy. She's putting out fires everywhere. But now they're redoing the
we
logo.
don't do we don't do positions. We don't take any positions on anything, but we'll spend our time
Redesigning the
doing a
logo.
logo, one or two
Yeah.
logos.
Yeah.
I mean, it just warms you up that they know what the important things are, and getting a new logo is really the key.
Well, it's going to turn everything around. I guarantee it.
Denver loves logos. Denver, all those progressives in Denver will be overwhelmed by a good logo and alternative.
So the TV, when I worked in TV, every few years when ratings would be down, news directors, they would redesign the set. Like somehow or another, now magically, people are going to start tuning in, you know,
Yeah, your
so.
ratings will go up, type of deal. Well, the big thing going on, Julie, is that Jeremy Goodall is circulating a petition right now to get this meeting for vice chair in person.
Yes.
That was part of the email I sent out to the SEC members last night as well, encouraging them to sign that petition. Now,
We
how
should
far
sign
it's going
that
to
petition.
go, don't know. I'm planning on it. There's going to be some disastrous Zoom meeting trying to get 500 people credentialed.
Yeah, it took
When
like 3 hours.
it took us 3 hours to do less than 100 at the reorg meeting. So, like I said, are we starting the day before, and everybody has to stay online until it's done? It just wasn't really thought through. I did get a response though from Britta. I haven't talked to you guys since I did send out my letter to her, and I thought I was, pretty businesslike, and because I am concerned about making sure things run well for the other members. I mean, try to think about all those folks. And I said, well, I got back. I appreciate your thoughts. Thank you very much.
Wow, that's longer than several other responses I've seen. When
Hugo Chavez, right?
they submitted the petition for a meeting on the opt-out, and she wrote back, refer to amendment. Article 7 of the bylaws. That's it. Not it violates Article 7, just refer to Article 7 of the bylaws. So she's pretty good at these pithy, somewhat nebulous.
Say no, doesn't
I
say
mean,
yes.
she's busy, and therefore,
Yeah.
that
Well,
logo stuffing.
when you're doing logos, I mean, it takes time.
It takes a lot of time,
takes time. That
and you
takes
have to come
time.
up with a couple of them so people have a choice. And that, as I
That's true.
remember, yours was it was a very nice business letter, and you had three or four different parts to it and stuff, but I guess.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. All right. Well, let me just sort of a final question then. Anything, because and it largely, I know you need to talk to the SEC members, the 400 people will be voting this vice chair thing. But what, because I like, you're, well, let me back up. The reason I'm asking this is, so I was having a conversation with another person this morning who's kind of active in Republican politics, but she's from up here and wasn't familiar with you guys down in Douglas County. And she was saying, she says, I like that Mark Hamden. She said, he just seems to be saying good stuff and great stuff. And she's like, and anyone's better than Richard Holtorf.
Buckle.
But I think so for people who aren't, but and she was saying, what do you think? And I said, he's grassroots all the way, and we really need to get a grassroots person in. And she was in agreement with me on that. She said, we do that. So why do you think, and this is a softball question, I know, but it's so important to get a grassroots person like you in there.
Well, we need a little balance or a check and balance, if nothing else. Somebody that can be there and asking questions, may get them answered, may not. But I'm going to be the guy who, if I don't get them answered, I'm just not going to just let it roll off my shoulder and go, okay, well, on to the next thing. I'll make note of it, and I'm going to bring it up to people saying, hey, these are important questions. I am not getting them asked. I'm going to ask all of you to email her. No different than I did. No different than I do with the State House people. You know,
Right,
you don't
right.
like what it is? Reach out. It is your obligation to do so. So that's really what, we need is we just need some balance here. And I believe I'm going to be, a good balancing agent because I can work well with anybody because I've been in business for so long and I've worked with so many different people. And I can sit and understand. I may not agree because I'm not going to agree with a lot of their positions, if any. I agree with, getting Republicans,
Elected.
elected, but as I said, good Republicans and not squishy Republicans. You know,
Exactly.
that's, you know, so I'm going to qualify, you know, when I say that. But that's why I think, you know, I'm the right person at this time for this job, is because what Barney was saying a little bit, you know, we got to get loud. We got to get a, you know, a more aggressive, because if not, nothing's going to change. I mean, yeah, well, you could put Richard in there and kumbaya and everything stays the same and nothing changes and we will lose some seats in 26. Who knows what 28 will look like? And, you know, who knows?
Right.
But it's either you're voting for status quo or you're at least voting to say, try to make some change here. And we appreciate you taking all the arrows and spears, but get out there and give it your go. Just keep us informed as you're doing it.
Right. That's
That's
perfect.
right. Get those fingers for that phone call going. There you go.
Mark,
There
thank
you go. Thanks, Mark.
continue good luck. Stay in touch and let
All
us know.
right. You guys take care. All
All right, you too. All
Hey,
right, bye.
have a fun time at all your son's tournaments. I always love
Oh,
going
I
to my
know.
kids.
Oh, thank you. We leave Saturday, so thank
Oh, yeah.
you.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye. Yeah, we have Rev will be off next week. Mark Poff will be filling in, and then Darcy again. We have a
Our son's going to the World Junior Championship, which is pretty cool. And he's going to find out how good these all these kids from California, Texas, and Florida
who
really are.
he
So.
is. So, but thank you to Mark Hampton. Yeah, so I'm not sure again what's going on with the Republican Party, why Britta is trying to, tell people, the county chairs, that she doesn't like them, so she's voiding their election just on her own. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Hey, Jacob, I see you came in and you had your hand up. And Barney says Rev must be pretty good. He is pretty good. I would say he's probably one of the top five kids in the state in his age group. But anyway, Jacob, that was just a mother bragging. Jacob, if you wanted to go talk about what you wanted to talk about before, I know you had your hand raised and I
Oh,
thought.
last, okay. All right, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay. So last Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I was in New York. And Wednesday morning was a very, very depressing day for everybody because this guy Mondani won. Oh, by the way, they have ranked choice voting there. Just that's the preamp.
Exactly.
So what happened was it turns out that 22% of the electorate that could vote voted. And Mondani won on 22% of the vote. So I know what's going on. I mean, I'm listening to you guys, what's going on with the Republican Party here in Colorado. But when it comes down to the main election, guys have to get it together because otherwise we're going to have our own Mondani. It's
Yes.
coming. It's
Yes.
coming. It's
Well, he'd
what
do very
happens.
well in Denver. Mondami would do very well in Denver.
No,
He would do very well in Denver.
no, I
But the
think.
other thing,
Oh, go
yeah, go
ahead.
ahead.
Well, I was just going to
No,
say, yeah,
because
you're right with the election. That's why they're pushing it, right? And the Democrats are, so the progressive Democrats, because he, if it was a jungle primary, a ranked choice voting, given the population of Denver and the craziness of the people in Denver, I agree with you that that very well could happen in Colorado.
Okay. And the other thing I was thinking of was when a president or whatever, the Congress creates more debt, you know, raises the debt ceiling and creates more debt. The first thing the Federal Reserve does is print money, right? They have to, you know, to spend it, they have to print the money. What happens in the event that Donald Trump, with those gold cards, pays off the entire $37 trillion? If you have to print money when you create debt, when you delete debt, don't you have to destroy the cash?
Yeah, but get by some gold bars and
I don't
yeah, but
know.
what happens to the price of gold?
Yeah, then that,
That's what I'm
yeah.
saying. There's less cash backing, you know, gold. There's more gold backing, the less cash. So what happens?
I don't know. Do you know, or are you just asking?
I'm just asking because I remember when Nixon lifted the I think it was a $32 an ounce. It was always gold was always at $32 an ounce, and then he lifted it, right? And then he said, "Whatever you want to buy it at."
Okay.
But that's but again, so when Biden created that $5 trillion, then the price of gold started going up again because we were printing more money. But if you delete the debt, you have to burn the cash. You have to, you know, just literally destroy the cash. So what happens to the price of gold?
And I think the price of gold goes back to 1 to 1, or
Yeah.
if it's zero, if there's a, so then why is everybody buying gold and wanting the debt to go away? That's what I don't understand. They want to, it will crash. The money, the gold
Maybe
prices
it
will
would be
crash.
like, do they want to short it? Would that be the right word to use? Where
Maybe
they.
that would be, maybe that's, I'll think about that. But back to New York, we got it. You guys have to, whatever happens with the Republican Party, you guys have to get together next November, because otherwise we're going to end up with this Mondani, unless Trump exports, deports him again.
Deports him,
So,
yeah.
get them. All
All
right.
right, well, everyone. Okay, thank you, Jacob. Those are good
Thanks, Jacob.
questions. Yeah, good
Is
points.
Rev is Rev is Rev better than Chuck? That's what I want to know.
Oh,
is Rev better
At
than Chuck?
golf.
Rev
At golf.
hits it about 100 yards further than I did in
Oh.
my best days. I mean, he hits it so far, it's frightening, and he's really getting better and better. But the trouble is in golf,
Good.
there's always somebody out there better than you. There's always, you think,
Yeah.
he's doing great, and you read about a 16-year-old kid who's deciding whether to go to college or the pro tour. There's always somebody
Yeah.
out there that.
No, he's better.
Wow. Well, good luck.
It was kind of funny is at the trajectory. So as Rev got better and
Yeah,
better,
it's
and
an
Chuck,
X.
he had an X,
It's
and
that.
Chuck's kind of getting older. So yeah, Chuck conceded that a long time
A
ago.
couple weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago.
It's funny because I'm passing the Denver Country Club right now, so
There you
we
go.
were there yesterday.
All right.
All right,
All right,
thanks,
good luck
Jacob.
to him. Good luck.
Bye. Thank
Happy
you.
fourth. Bye.
All right, thank you. Happy
Bye
fourth. Oh
bye.
yeah, we'll say happy fourth to everybody. Yeah, and again, just to kind of explain programming wise, we're not going anywhere. It's just this summer he's doing really well, and so he qualifies for tournaments. Then we have to travel to the tournaments. So we've got one this coming week. We leave Saturday in San Diego. Then we're back for a few days, but he's got other tournaments, and then we go to Miami
The
for
Trump
Trump
Doral,
Doral for another tournament,
the monster,
another national tournament, and then.
optimist.
Yep. And then in September, we've got another regional qualifier.
Regionally, they would go to New Orleans.
Here's a funny thing. I'll just being a mother, I was telling Rev, I'm like, I'm going to start either an Instagram or a TikTok channel and call it My Golf Mom's Life. And he was like, oh, you could not ever say my name or show me.
I said, my friends know what you look like.
Yeah, he said, my friends know what you look like. Everyone will know you're talking about me. And I'm like, I made you
He
a
was not
decision.
happy.
No. And Dr. Donna, proud parents. Yes, we are. He works really hard and we're very proud of him. Okay, back to topical stuff.
Let's talk about the Diddy Combs verdict.
I you want to go first over.
No. Well, that's what do you think?
So what they did is he's a rap artist who I wouldn't know his song, I don't think, if he did it, but they took him on trial for prostitution, transporting people for sex, racketeering, conspiracy, all kinds of things. And in listening to the testimony, but not listening, but in reading about it, and I have to admit, I did not follow it all that closely because I'm like, whatever. To me, I think the jury probably did what I would have done if I'd. What they did is they said, okay, he's clearly guilty of prostitution. He was clearly paying people for sex, right? I guess he tried to claim that they were porn stars and he was paying them to make a porn movie. It's like, right, but he never distributed it. It was just for, and you were the only people in it. So he clearly was paying people for sex. But on the racketeering, it wasn't like he was, this wasn't his business model. He was just sort of a pervert, deviant, I guess. And you certainly wouldn't want your daughter to date the guy. But
No.
there were clearly texts, these women who he allegedly, well, he was accused of abusing, and some of them he did abuse,
Well, yeah,
but they,
everybody saw the one
the
that
tape, but he,
came to the hotel where he
they
kicked her
stayed
down
in
the.
the relationship and they took his money and they would text him things like looking forward to it. So I guess you can kind of claim, okay, well, they were brainwashed or they were scared or something. But if you're a juror, I mean, there was so much of that. So like I said, the guy was clearly a deviant, clearly a jerk, clearly abuses women, clearly pays for sex. But he wasn't selling it. Wasn't his? I don't know where they get the trap, the RICO thing. Like it was like he was a mob boss or something like that doing it. He
Well,
was just doing it for himself.
the RICO is because RICO sees approved. There are all these people saying, "Oh, RICO is always a big stretch." No, it's not. That's why they got all the mob bosses on RICO charges. That's why in Georgia they brought the Georgia RICO claims, because it's so vague, so nebulous that prosecutors can get convictions based on almost no evidence. What they charged him with is that he's convicted on violations of the Mann Act. And the Mann Act goes back to the 19th century, and it's the transportation of women for immoral purposes. It's not technically
So they tried to
prostitution.
get Matt Gaetz on, right?
They're testing it. What they really got was the first great black heavyweight, Jack Johnson. They violated him because they didn't like the fact that he beat the white fighters, and he was sleeping with white women. So they brought man charges against him and convicted him, and he had to give up his title. So it's got a very tawdry background to it. There's no such thing as a federal prostitution charge. It is the Mann Act, and that's transporting women for immoral purposes.
Which he did. I mean,
Well, across state lines, which is what, we went from Nevada to California
right.
or something. And he was facing, the Harvey Weinstein kind of thing, where they wanted to put him together in jail for the rest of his life. Sort of ridiculously. I mean, the Mann Act carries 10 years, 10 years, which is obscene for a
Well,
Mann Act violation. And there were two of them, and therefore they could give concurrent sentences. The others were life imprisonment. And you kind of go, okay, he held a freak out. Really? Life imprisonment? Life imprisonment? And guess who the one of the main prosecutors in the case was?
Who?
Jim Comey's daughter, out from New
Oh.
York, Maureen Comey. She was very much involved in the case and very much arguing. It's a huge black eye on them,
Well,
although I
yeah.
don't know how many more
Well,
black eyes they can
at
get.
the Daily Mail, it's like the world's most expensive prostitution trial, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, okay, yeah, he did bad things, but these people, I mean, it all seemed to be consensual. Money was, it was transactional. Maybe consensual isn't the right word. It certainly was transactional. So I kind of think, yeah, why they went after him,
Well, it's kind of like when they went after Fatty Arbuckle in the 1920s. And the real charge is holding orgies that are not hidden but are actively publicized by people. I mean, that's just tacky. Quit holding, these open-ended orgies for everybody. And the girlfriends who brought the charges originally. He had to pay them both off, and that was millions of dollars. So they've got millions of dollars now, but poor Sean, their old boyfriend, isn't going to prison for the rest of his life. So those poor little sweetsters will have to just take their money and have their own orgies. But they were not a sympathetic group,
No.
no matter how much
Nobody
their
was
attorneys
sympathetic
would say,
here.
he's brave, brave, resolute women. Well, let's bring one of them out. Let's talk to her. Let's see what she has to say for herself instead of hiding behind a lawyer.
It's like I wish they would just go ahead and release some of the Epstein stuff, right? If they're gonna be spending time, and again, this is all brought before Trump, but I mean, this just seems to, and what's watching it just seems to have been, I thought, I didn't,
Gross, gross prosecutorial.
right, I didn't see it.
Sean Hannity was bemoaning it, saying, well, he kicked that girl down the hall. So that wasn't the charge. She never brought us all charges.
Charge him with abuse,
Yeah, but
right?
couldn't.
Because she went, yeah.
And moreover, that's not a federal charge anyway. So they have a federal charge. But it's just typical of prosecutors who have nothing better to do. They don't want to go after
Right.
drug dealers, fentanyl, all that. Why not have a nice, good sex trial with Sean Diddy? You have lots of names and everything else. And so, and then.
And they kept saying, and we're gonna reveal all these Hollywood A-listers who were involved. And then it would be like, okay, well, Jennifer Lopez dated him a long time ago, kind of thing. It's like, okay, well, so she wasn't involved in anything, nor did she know
But
anything.
she dated his first cousin.
Nor did they, yeah, nor did they call her as a witness. They kept saying, and it would be like there was, and I mean, you would think that maybe the Daily Mail and the tabloids maybe paid the prosecutors to bring this case
Yes,
because they
this
were all over it, right?
is.
And there were all these promises of all these people who were going to testify, and then none of them did. And you were like, well, that was,
Bait and switch.
yeah,
We
could
want
be
some
about a
bait
bait
and
and switch.
switch. But so it was. I think it was a good verdict. I think the judge. And who knows? Just another wacky judge in black robes. What she'll do for a sentence? I mean,
To look into this, but just before we came on, I saw that an Obama judge, another federal judge, is essentially kind of using the class action
oh, that's
reasoning to say that Trump can't secure the border. He said,
Not at all.
they have to reopen the border.
Oh, okay.
I'm just reading tweets about it, but that didn't take long at all. I don't know how long it'll last, but again, the judges clearly, they don't care what the Supreme Court says.
No.
They're just going to do whatever it is they're going to do, and they're going to make the Trump administration fight. And I hope the Trump administration just stops fighting, and not stops fighting, but just says no. You know what I mean? We're not going to listen to you, stupid judge. We have the Supreme Court ruling that says we don't have to, and you can't just make, as a class, literally millions of people who may or may not ever want it. You know what I mean? It's like
Why not?
it'd be the world. The whole world is part of the
You're
class
being mean.
action.
You're being
I'm
mean.
being mean. I'm being mean. And who knows on the budget bill? We started talking about that, and then brought Mark on. As you said, it's kind of hard to tell because the media hates Trump so
Yeah.
much that they just want to make everybody look bad, and it's hard to tell. I know Elon Musk is kind of freaking out. I think Elon Musk is kind of wearing out his welcome. It's not,
Yeah, we got to deport him back to South Africa.
no, we don't want to deport him. But to me, I think I like, if you guys haven't, I mean, read some of the Conservative Treehouse Sundance's analysis, and I think it's right. I think Donald Trump realizes that he's got a lot of things he wants to get done, and he needs to get this budget bill passed. And he needs the cooperation of the Senate and the House. He doesn't need him for everything, but he needs him for this. So to try to hold out, and there's some, you can't just wave a magic wand and all of the swamp disappears in one fell swoop, right?
Well,
And
some of them just went, when they did Obamacare, that passed barely because it gave the Nebraska kickback and all these other special deals. And so a lot of them are just looking for their special deal.
right.
Some of them are just crazy, like Massey, because there's no bill he won't he
Right.
likes and so forth. But can they bribe him enough of them so it passes? Because if it doesn't pass, we'll get a massive tax increase and everything will go tumbling down. And but. Okay, well, this one isn't perfect. It's too much. Oh, shut
I
up.
mean, yeah,
Just shut up.
you can't
No.
let perfect be the enemy of good. And I think, as I understand it, and again, the Sundance analysis is good. Once Trump kind of gets through this, to a certain extent,
He's home free.
he's home free. He doesn't need them as much.
Well, to pass a budget, but he could say, okay, close down the federal government. We'll just keep it over essential workers, which means nobody in the State Department.
Well, except for Marco Rubio,
Other than
so.
Marco Rubio and a couple guys.
And then another thing, another win, the University of Pennsylvania, when the federal government said, "Hey, we're going to sue you, and you're violating Title IX with that trans swimmer," the
Well, these
university,
ones.
yeah, the trans, the University of Pennsylvania, withdrew all of the trans swimmers' medals, sent letters of apology, I think, to the women swimmers who won, and said that they're not going to let men participate in women's
But
sports
they did
anymore.
give something. I forgot to give Leah Thomas some kind of thank you for participating.
Yeah, thank you for, yeah, she got like a little old. No, I don't know, he, she, whatever. But I think that, so they're making progress, right? And meanwhile, Colorado, they're trying to make a big deal, the Democrats here in the Denver Post. Oh, they're going to withhold funds from Colorado. It's like, well, they're only withholding funds if Colorado's breaking the law. So if Colorado doesn't want to break the law, then they get the money, right? They make it sound
Well,
like
the
Trump.
Denver Post had a big guy. Colorado officials objected, the BBB bill. Colorado officials, I mean, Democrats, right? I mean, they're all Democrats. Like, oh,
Bennett,
yeah,
yeah.
oh, okay. Oh,
Meanwhile,
yeah, that's right. All the officials are doing that.
they're freaking out in Denver because Mayor Johnson has to lay off, like, I think they're 250 people or something like that, city workers, because they don't have any money, because they certainly don't want to cut money for the homeless or the illegals. So they're just going to
No.
cut city employees. And the city employees union is freaking out because they're considering merit as one of the ways that
Are they really?
they're going to
They
decide.
can't do that.
That's what the city, that's the
They
employees
can't
that
do
they
that.
said they can't do
That
that.
hasn't been used in centuries. I mean, come on. That's cruel and unusual punishment.
That's what they're saying. So they're arguing about that.
Oh,
So
no.
there's progress
No.
is being made. Progress is being made.
Slow, but sure.
Anyway, that's going to do it for us on this.
That's it.
I'm happy 4th of July to everybody. Darcy will be doing the show on the 4th of July, and I'm sure she's got a great show. Mark Poff and John St. Augustine will be here on Monday and Wednesday, and then we'll be
We'll be
back.
back. Give you reports on
In the
how Rev
afternoon.
did, unless he didn't do very well, in which case we'll just kind of
All right, thanks.
pass by.
Says good
Bye-bye,
luck.
everybody. Take care.
Happy 4th.
Have a wonderful fourth.
You too.
Thank
Thank
you.
you. Thank you. Bye, everybody on Zoom.